where the turning point all happened was one night we were serving in a church in small town Iowa, and David comes to me and he says, you know, I've been crunching our retirement numbers, and you know, we could stay and work here and serve in this congregation for another, you know, 6 to 10 years, or we could do something radical. And I looked at him and I said, well, what are you talking about? He goes, well, we could afford to retire to Mexico this year. And, you know, I looked at him and I don't think I batted an eyelash, but I said, let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors healthcare.
Are you ready for retirement? If you had to find another job in your 50s or even 60s, how would you cope? Perhaps there's another way of looking at your situation and seeing if there was a way to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. It's about having a look at things a bit more creatively. Today's guest faced that situation, came up with the solution, and is now helping others bridge the gap to retirement. You may be able to retire earlier than you thought. Hi, it's Anne Nelson. Welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. With my guests today, we have a two-for-one deal. We have Dana and David Hagstrom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's so nice to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
We're delighted to have this opportunity to see you and talk together.
So you've retired from your profession as a pastor with the Lutheran Church, and Dana is a former paralegal, but you've actually moved country in your retirement. So can you give us a little background about your journey to retirement, please, as a start-off point?
Sure.
Like you said, David has been was a parish pastor for 34 years serving, you know, in congregations. And he'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little bit. And of course, as a pastor, he was one of those touchy-feely kind of pastors. He was one that was a real strategic planner and one that liked to help churches grow. And so that was a really great career for him. And I was a paralegal for over 30 years and enjoyed working with lawyers and helping people. But where the turning point all happened was one night we were serving in a church in small town Iowa, and David comes to me and he says, you know, I've been crunching our retirement numbers, and you know, we could stay and work here and serve in this congregation for another, you know, 6 to 10 years, or we could do something radical. And I looked at him and I said, well, what are you talking about? He goes, well, we could afford to retire to Mexico this year. And, you know, I looked at him and I don't think I batted an eyelash, but I said, let's do it. Let's do it. I was ready. You know, if God was calling us to a new adventure, and that's kind of where our hearts were kind of going, then that was just kind of the wake up call we needed, that we were going to make something happen.
We did spend about a year doing our due diligence to see what all the requirements would be and to see what our assets were and how that would all work out. But within a year of that night, we were here in Mexico.
Yep.
Would you like to tell me a bit about where you actually are?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. We are just about 30 minutes south of Guadalajara. So we're not on a coast where it's hot, humid, and beautiful beaches, but we are in the mountains on a beautiful lake. And with the city of Guadalajara so close, That's like a metropolitan area of what, like 7 million people. Mm-hmm. We've got access to great healthcare, airports, anything you could possibly imagine. But yet we're settled in a small little town of about 20,000 people and on a lake, temperate climate.
According to National Geographic, we are the second most temperate place on the earth. There's some city in Africa that's supposed to be more moderate than we are, but our temperatures are seldom under 40 at night in January and usually don't go higher than 90 even in the summer. So usually it's right around in the 70s, and that's in the Fahrenheit, and very comfortable.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds idyllic. Perfect weather.
It is.
It really is.
You know, David always promised he'd retire us south. And having grown up in the Midwest in the United States, cold, ice, snow was not my favorite thing. But I just didn't imagine we'd go this far south.
This far south. Exactly.
Well, to me, Mexico doesn't seem all that far from the United States. And near a big city and you have an airport there, it sounds like the best of both worlds.
It is.
It really is.
It is. We're back in the States within a couple hours.
Right. And is there a big expat population there?
Probably somewhere between 30 and 50,000 in the Guadalajara and in this area of Central Jalisco, our state.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel safe there, I suppose, is the next question.
Well, that's a good question. Generally, we have felt safe here. We just changed presidents the first of the year, and there was just a very highly publicized drug trial in the United States of someone who had been a kingpin in Mexico some years ago. And as a result of both of those things, there's some unrest right now in the cartels. So we hear of violence, but for the most part, it has to do with people that are involved in the drug trade. So as long as we're not involved in that or in the wrong place at the wrong time, yes, we do feel safe.
Okay. And is it easy for you to stay there long term? I assume there must be some residency processes that you go through.
Yes, we've had to go through some residency and visa process, but it's not been very difficult for us. It's gone quite smoothly.
Yeah, I imagine by Westerners retiring to countries such as Mexico that you're generating some income for them, given employment.
That's correct. Since we are bringing assets with us, they're more than welcoming to us as well.
Very good. So we move on now to what you want to talk to the listeners about. You said you did some strategic planning to show that you could retire earlier than staying behind in America. So would you like to take us through all of that, what sort of planning you've done?
I certainly would. One of the things that we realized really more so after we retired is that while we had highs and lows in our career, just like anyone else, but after we retired, we began realizing how many people in a variety of vocations, whether they were engineers or managers or salespeople, had very similar kinds of career paths. In my earlier years as a pastor, it seemed that I was steadily moving to larger congregations and more responsible positions. And as I mentioned, I had that gift with strategic planning, analyzing ministry strengths and weaknesses and setting goals and doing strategic planning in order to move us from where we are to where we'd like to be. And in my 50s, I was executive and teaching pastor in a huge congregation, which was very exciting until the senior pastor there decided that it was time to change the staff model and my gifts were no longer needed. And I've talked to many people, again, in a variety of kinds of occupations that had similar experiences. So I found myself at 57 or 58 applying for new positions. And in each case, I found myself one of the top candidates. And yet in each case, they also chose someone much younger rather than someone who was nearing retirement age. And I fully understand that. But suddenly I realized what so many other people have faced when they were downsized. And found myself in a small congregation for the last few years, though now with a bunch of ministry skills designed for a large congregation with a large staff, and where those skills were fairly useless. And I found myself pretty much back to where I started. And so while I still enjoyed many of the activities that I did, I would also find that there are more and more frustrations. And I still look forward to our annual meetings where I would normally sketch out where we would be headed for the next year and what our goals were and what new programs would be coming out. And I found myself this last year saying, honestly, I really don't know where the Lord is leading us. I just don't see where this next year is going.
It's really interesting that age bias is across all professions.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, in many ways, it's understandable, but that doesn't make it feel any better for the people that are caught in the middle. And I found myself having much more empathy for others that find themselves in the same kind of situation at the point where they expected to be at the height of their career and now suddenly finding themselves not knowing what to do, not ready to retire in terms of either their energy level or their financial reserves, but at the same time, not really seeing what options they have. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, we found ourselves, that's what led to that night that you mentioned, yeah, that we were looking at our retirement options, crunching numbers, and said, well, we could move to Mexico.
I think you said it kind of like a joke.
I really did. I really did. Although we had quite a few friends from Mexico, so we had at times thought of that possibility, and we certainly enjoyed their culture and their family life. But what we realized then is that there are many people, especially of my baby boom generation, you're just a little bit younger, and nearing the end of their careers, and yet without the resources to retire at the age or in the way that they expected. And some of you listening may even find yourselves contemplating your own job security in light of economic circumstances. So Dana and I began to sense a new calling to help others to find a way to retire, not necessarily to move abroad, but to bridge the financial divide between where you are and where you expected to be at this stage of life. And I really want people to know this. I believe you can bridge that divide to an enjoyable, rewarding retirement. So over the last 3 years, we've been involved in a number of different activities to help people with issues related to retirement and transition and building new income streams to bridge that divide.
Wow, sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah, we have, and we've been enjoying it.
Had you considered any other country, or what was particularly important about Mexico?
Well, one of the things that's particularly enticing about Mexico is that it is close to the United States, and three of our four children and our two grandchildren are all in the United States, as well as our surviving two parents.
Oh, yes.
So we want to be close enough to get there quickly if we need to.
And how are you helping people now? You talked about helping them with their retirement transitions and income streams. So what would you like to highlight?
Sure. Why don't you take the first step?
Okay. Well, the first step that we encourage folks to do is to get clear, to find clarity in what their goals are for retirement or for life. Ask the question, you know, what do you want your retirement to look like? You know, that answer is going to be different for everybody. But, you know, we help them explore questions like where they want to live. You know, they don't all have to move abroad. Where do they want to live? Do they want to travel? Do they have plans to be able to volunteer? Do they have hobbies they've been, you know, dying to do forever but never had enough time? Do they want to take some classes? I mean, what, there are so many things open to people in retirement with the extra free time. Although if you talk to people, they feel busier in retirement than they ever were when they were working. So the first step that we help people work through is being clear on their dreams and their aspirations. And we ask a lot of questions, and we've got a list all prepared, and we'd be happy to send that out. We call it our ideal retirement questionnaire. But you know, those dreams have a price tag. Yes?
Yes, there's the catch.
And so knowing what your dreams are is your first step. And then looking at how much those are going to cost and the investments are going to be, you know, necessary to live that dream, you might find that you need a bridge somewhere in between. You've got a gap. And so we help folks to look at strategies to bridge that gap.
Right. If you think of the gap as being the difference between your ideal retirement and what that will cost and what your current financial assets will support. And depending on the size of that gap, the options that people have may be very different. Mm. So our next step after that would be for people to assess their gifts. And we realize that just about everyone has skills and experience that could benefit someone else. And we encourage people to think through, again, a list of questions, but basically it comes down to what problems could you solve for someone else? It could be, you know, could you show someone else how to build a deck onto their house? Or could you show them how to build a website? Or could you offer to do either one of that for them? Again, it depends on what skills you've learned over the course of your lifetime. But everyone has some skills that they could share with someone else.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you've kind of brainstormed on what you can offer, then you need to figure out, well, how do I find those people that need that? Because there's a lot of people in the world, a lot of people are looking for a solution, and you've just got to be able to find ways to meet them. And we show you ways to engage and build relationships with the people that are looking for you.
And we have learned to do that both in our own community and for those that have different skills, how to engage people around the world via the internet.
Wow.
And then the fourth step that we see as part of the process is developing whatever income stream that they need to bridge the gap. And for some, that could be, if the gap is small, it might be taking on a part-time job. It could be working another year or two. It could be that they have to look at adjusting their dreams somewhat to fit within their budget. Or it could be that they develop their own business. Maybe they've got a service that they can offer, and it's a matter of finding the right audience that would be interested in purchasing their service, or maybe they want to sell a product. And even for people that don't have a product to sell, it's very easy to find products looking for marketers via the internet. So we've got a variety of things. We don't want to put anyone in a box or suggest that everyone ought to try this one particular solution. Rather, our goal would be to help individuals to think through the process and work through it with them to figure out a solution that really fits for any given individual.
So you've got 4 steps process. Is there any more steps?
No, those are the 4 steps that we have in mind, although I don't want to make it any more complicated, but we are looking right now at how we would help people design their own bridge to retirement. And we'd love to walk people through this process individually, but there's a couple downsides to that.
Well, we could only help so many. There's only so many hours in a day. And, you know, for us to devote that much time, that could get quite costly. And, you know, people are trying to save money. They're not looking to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on strategists. So we do have that questionnaire, that ideal retirement questionnaire that we would love to, you know, give out to any of your listeners. And
that's a starting.
It's a starting point.
A starting point. But beyond that, we are planning on piloting a project probably in about a month, where we would lead people in groups through this process over a period of 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, our intention is that people would have a step-by-step blueprint to take them from where they are now to a very rewarding and satisfying retirement.
Absolutely.
How much of a difference financially has this made by you moving country? Has that sort of cut your expenses by 10% or 20%, or do you have any figures around that?
When I think about that, it varies about, you know, I don't have an overall figure. I can tell you that the cost of housing is somewhat cheaper here, but the cost of food especially is much less.
Utilities
is much less. Of course, we don't have heating or cooling expenses. That helps a lot.
Yeah, it would.
We would save probably anywhere from a third to half.
Wow, that's amazing.
Overall.
Well, that would be a big step to bridging the gap as well.
Yes, right. It certainly is.
Right. Sounds like you're going to make your money last longer.
That's right. That's right. So as far as working with people, as we mentioned, for now, the starting point would be simply for them to get a hold of our ideal retirement questionnaire. And then we would stay in touch and let them know when our course rolls out. The link that they can use is http://davidanddana.com/ideal.
Ideal. All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll share that link out with the listeners. And it's been great meeting you and hearing the good work that you're continuing to do and to make a difference in people's lives.
Well, thank you very much. We've enjoyed being on here as well.
Yes, indeed. We are servant leaders at heart.
So the guests today have been David and Dana Hagstrom. And we can look on the website. There'll be a link there to find them. And please take advantage of what they have to offer. Thanks very much for being on the show.
Thank you
for having us.
Have a great night.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.